Somehow Rampart has returned. Hey everyone, welcome back to another Bad Batchtastic episode of Empire Radio. I'm Jeremiah.
I'm Drew.
And we are back with Bad Batch Season 3, Episode 12, Juggernaut. Yep. Juggernaut is just a big, giant turbo tank.
Yeah. Or a juggernaut, which yep. I feel like is a human, right?
No, it's an X-Men character, so that's why you think.
Oh, that. Maybe that's why I think the that. Juggernaut. The juggernaut. Turbo tank. Isn't that from the Santa Claus?
I don't know. I remember.
Did you ever watch the Santa Claus?
Like with Tim Allen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember they're making the dolls and then the next toy, they're like, we want Santa to go around in a turbo tank. And they had Santa, like, they're pitching a toy with Santa inside of a tank.
I vaguely remember that.
And then Tim Allen's just eating all the ice cream and getting fat, like, as they're watching. He's growing in the middle of this press conference.
Yep.
Yeah.
But this is not Christmas.
Nope.
But, yes, so Bad Batch tonight. But we should use a little shout out type stuff. So, if you follow us on YouTube, you know that Drew went viral and I didn't for our trailer reactions for Tales of the Empire. So, if you have not watched our reaction trailers, go check those out. But both of us have my most viewed reaction, but his is the most viewed thing on our YouTube channel now. But we're both in the top 10. So like I'm finally in the top 10 of our top most viewed videos on our YouTube channel. But with all those views, we got a ton of subscribers over the weekend.
Yeah.
As a result. And so we finally hit over 500 subscribers on YouTube.
Pat our backs.
That thing turn off or does this keep going?
I think it can go a lot longer.
I think as of this tonight, it was like 507 or something like that. And so when we get subscribers on YouTube, like depending on that person's like privacy settings, like we'll get email notifications of who subscribes. And so we don't know for sure, but if your name is, I think it was Eric Carter, you are our 500th subscriber. Because that was the last email we got, and that was like right at the time that we hit 500. And I think it was that you might have been our 500th subscriber. So thank you, Eric Carter. I think that was his name. I know it was Eric. I'm blanking on last name. I think it was Carter. But yes, thank you for subscribing.
Thank you.
And thank you for everyone who is new from over the weekend and has subscribed and is watching us on YouTube. Thank you. Thank you for the subscription.
And also with that, and we got a couple of comments from people that say that they really like it and that they like found us this way. It wasn't just some random robots subscribing, you know, like it's kind of. So hope you guys stick around and welcome to the fleet.
Yep. You have 250 episodes to get caught up on now. And this is so that trailer breakdown was 251. This tonight is 252. So, yeah, a lot to catch up on. So go check us out. There's all kinds of other non-podcast stuff too, reactions, other fun videos, unboxings, product reviews, all that kind of stuff. So go check that out.
Go check that out over there on YouTube, but also join the fleet on Discord too. We'll plug that early tonight, but yes, go to Discord and join the fleet.
Click the link in the description. Our landing page has a Discord invite. So go join the Discord. It's a lot of fun. My mom just sent me a video of a black bear stealing their bird feeder and running into the woods.
And you put it on Discord?
And I put it in our animal companion thing on Discord. So if you want to see that video, my mom banging on the window and then like grabbing the thing and running away.
I didn't go watch that video. I didn't watch that video.
Go join the Discord.
Sweet.
But I think
enough about us. Let's get into the meat of the meat and the potatoes.
All right, cool. Well, this was just a simple episode, so we're probably gonna go pretty quick on this. But Drew, what?
I was gonna say real quick though, we didn't mention that there is a new Star Wars trailer for a show that came out or a game that's coming out.
Oh, it's Star Wars Outcast, mm-hmm. which is the gameplay or not the the story trailer.
Yeah.
And so I didn't do. I was thinking of doing a reaction. I was like, too much work for just a story. Well,
I was going to, and then I saw a clip of it on Instagram. I'm like, oh, this looks lame. Okay, never mind. I'm good. Like, I don't know. I didn't fully watch it, so maybe I'm wrong. But I'm really not hyped for this game, like, at all. But that's just
I'm hyped because it's Ubisoft and it's open world. As in, it's between episodes 5 and 6.
Is it canon now?
Yeah, it's canon.
Oh, well, maybe I should be more hyped. Maybe I should have done a reaction video.
But it wasn't nothing worth reacting to. We already knew some of it, but it was just kind of like the why rather than the what. Mm-hmm. And so,
well, speaking of why and what, how is... Did you start playing your new game?
Of course. I finally bit the bullet and bought a PlayStation 5 and I bought Jedi Survivor. I probably have like 20 hours on it already.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I started playing. I played it Saturday night, Sunday, last night, and for like five hours today. And
5 hours? Lord.
What else do I got to do with my time? Just playing and... Like, I was just at this part where I was like, there's no where to save. Like, I was just like doing all this huge, huge puzzle mission thing, and I had nowhere to save. And I was like, I got to rewatch Bad Batch. I got to eat dinner. I got to get set up for the night. And I finally got to a save point. But, like, it's big, dude. It's like almost like open world, also.
Yeah. Do you like it more or less than the first one so far?
I think the story is easier to follow in this one. Okay. But it's really weird. It's not really spoilery, but they make a lot of references to the High Republic, which is weird that, like, in canon, they're referring to that period as the High Republic. Because it's like implying then that they ceased being the High Republic and they were no longer good.
Interesting.
So, like, it's just interesting that they refer to it as that in the canon.
Grass Monkey in the chat asks, what lightsaber color are you rocking right now?
Yellow. My favorite lightsaber color.
I just assumed.
And they have one of the types because you can do like a single thing, you can do a double blade, you can dual wield, but they also have a single one with a pistol that you can shoot also.
Is that what you're rocking?
That's kind of makes life a lot easier.
No.
I can just shoot the guy from a distance and I don't have to try and like dodge and
carry
and all that stuff. But I just got the cross guard one too. So I got all the saber stances already. And
okay, you've been playing.
I made, before I even met Seer on Jeddah, I got 7 stims. So I think I maxed out what I could get at that point in the game. So.
So you're liking it. All right.
I'm having fun.
Sweet.
Well, all right, Bad Batch. So Drew, Juggernaut, what were your overall thoughts of this episode?
It was fun. It was good. We learned nothing. So that was cool. I thought we were going to learn something. We learned nothing. Everything we already knew. So that was cool. I was a little disappointed. But not really, but a little disappointed that they didn't really question Crosshair that much.
Yeah, we had like, those big, huge speculations last week.
Like, you were speculating that it was going to be a big deal, and, like, they're going to, like, reject him and think he was a traitor. That lasted about, like, 30 seconds where they're just upset, but they kind of got, like, they decided.
I'm just mad that we didn't. We didn't get, like, their reaction to Crosshair telling them that she's gone.
Mm, yeah, it just, like, happened. Like,
it was weird that they just kind of, like, passed over that. Like, they didn't even...
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of jumped ahead in the story and, like, all right, she's gone. What are we going to do? So, I was kind of...
Yeah. So, So that was kind of disappointing. Also, it seems like because the, like, what's her name got in so easily, they probably could have just held and hid, and she probably would have been able to sneak in and got them all out of there, but
yep,
whatever. That's kind of dumb and lame to think about. Yep. And then it turns out that Crosshair knew a guy the whole time. Just also kind of whack. Like, they also didn't question him that much on that. Like you would think, like, even if it was just, like, Hunter grabbing Crosshair and pinning him to the wall or something, like, something more dramatic than, like, him holding his hand because it's, like, acting up and he doesn't want to go back there. You know what I mean? Like, there was, like, there was, like, nothing to show. Like, he was, like, wait, why didn't you tell us? It's like, I just never want to go back to that place. And it was just like, that was it. Okay. But this entire time you guys went and found Bounty Hunter to help you and, like, all this stuff. So, I don't know. Like, overall, like, the episode was fun. Like, it was cool. Like, the truck going over the other truck, like, the tricks and stuff, the shooting out the tires. They actually say the word tires in Star Wars, so that was kind of cool.
Did they say tires? Oh, yeah, shoot the tires. Yeah.
He says, shoot the tires. I was like, oh, okay. So they're cool. Tires.
Well, what else would they give you?
Oh, I know, but, like, they just, like, I was just surprised. But, I don't know. Besides that, it was all right. It was fun. Miles liked the whole truck scene. Miles was laughing. And, like, he was loving the cars, so that was cool. Yeah, overall, it was a fine episode, but we didn't really learn anything. It wasn't really filler because we learned that Rampart's back. Because then we think he died, right?
No, he was just arrested. I never thought he was dead.
I guess we just kind of forgot about him.
Well, actually, it was funny because I was actually thinking about him in the past week, like, just kind of thinking about Bad Batch and stuff. And I was like, I don't think I asked myself, like, are we ever going to see him again? But it was just interesting that I was thinking about him, and then we got him this episode. So,
yeah.
But, I kind of feel the same way about you with this episode. Like, it was fun.
It was cool. Is it just my TV updated or something? But everything looked, like, more realistic.
So, I was just about to say that. So, I think that a lot of it was matte paintings. And then they added CGI
over top of it. Because even what's her name, the pirate lady, she looked, like, more CGI than, like, arty. I don't know how to explain that.
Oh,
like,
I didn't notice that. I was just looking at the environment the whole time.
I feel like in, like, the last couple, like, last season, she looked more cartoony looking. And this one, she looked more like 3D art.
Well, the animation, like, overall is better this season than in the other seasons. It continually gets better.
Yeah, and even the Bad Batch, like, their painting on their helmets didn't really look as much of the painting as it looked more now like a, like, scratches of their paint is coming off instead of actually just, like, paint,
brushes
art. So, I don't know, it seemed like the animation in this episode was up, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, because I think it was, like, they did a lot of the matte paintings, which I want to say that they, because this was our shortest episode of the season. It was only 23 minutes with the credits and all that stuff. And I feel like they did the matte paintings so that they could save money and time so they could put it in the other things in the season, but maybe more specifically, like, these last few episodes too, especially if they... Well, do a long episodes for the finale.
And also, like, every scene that we got on that planet, the other planet, it looked like it was, like, the same clip. Like, the mountain or whatever. When Omega...
Oh, Tantus, you mean?
Tantus, yeah. It kind of looked... Well,
yeah, because, like, it's just always the same from the distance, and they just kind of change the weather or time of day.
Yeah, so, like, that's probably the cheapest way to go with that. And, like, we also didn't really go that far in Tantus. Like, they probably could have used the same backgrounds, too. Right. We only went into, like, two rooms. So.
Right. So, visually, I thought it was really cool. Just, I like the matte painting thing with the CGI movement on top of it. Mm-hmm. It just looked really, really good. And they do this thing, like, I noticed this season, and maybe they've done it in other seasons, but wherever they go, there's always, like fog or smoke or steam or something, the texture, everything, just so it looks more whatever. But so they did that. They had a lot of that this episode so that the matte painting didn't look flat. It looked like it was the background. So there, but I don't know. I thought it looked really cool. But
no, one thing that I thought about, and I was going to ask you, do you think this is it? Do you think this is that base in Mando season 2? Remember when the Mandalorian like wore?
No, I know like, what you're trying to, when he takes his helmet off.
Yeah, does it kind of look like it?
No, because that was a lot of forest. This was all like deserty.
Oh, I thought
they had the trucks in there too. They had the trucks in there too, same trucks. But this was, Erebus is the name of it, and it's a labor camp. So I don't think it was a labor camp. It was the Famando.
Yeah, I don't know. It just looked very familiar to me.
Grass Monkey, Will's not here, so if you're in the chat still, what planet was...
Or anyone in the chat.
Or anyone
What planet was this on? Let us know.
From the Mando season 2. From
season 2.
When he took off his helmet, what's the name of that episode? The Believer? The...
I don't remember.
Something. But yeah, so... Simple episode, not a lot happened. Cool that we got Rampart back. We'll talk about that. But visually, it was really good. But we'll just jump into scene by scene, very basic stuff. We'll just skip the Tanta stuff till the end. We'll talk about that at the end because it's just kind of like a few clips. And we'll just do that all at the end because how it ends. So we might as well just do it that way. So focus on Bad Batch stuff. So we're on Pabu. The Imperials are leaving. They see the last few gunships go up to the cruiser or whatever. And Hunter is just kind of like scouting out, just going around looking to make sure everything's good. But like they're gone. So they did what they said. They're going to take Omega and leave. So they left everyone else on Pabu alone, it seems like. And now I doubt that they're not going to come back because, like, they know people are living there for fun. So, like,
yeah,
they don't want people having fun. So, but anyway, they're gone. Hunter goes back to, they're in the, like, the museum thing where they were hiding. And Crosshair and Wrecker are there. And team's back together, kind of. And so they're just kind of talking about Omega and how Wrecker's like, I can't believe you let her go, but she's like, she didn't like just get taken. Like she surrendered to save everybody, which was kind of Crosshair's thing. Like what she did was good for everyone, not just for herself. So I thought that was cool. And there's kind of, well, what are we going to do? Like how are we going to get any leads? And during this whole thing, Crosshair's hand's shaking again. So like, that was kind of sad for me that he is reverting back as his stress goes up and his fears go up. So that's happening. But he's like, I kind of know how we can find Tantus. And they're like, you knew where it was this whole time. You didn't tell us. Well, I never said I knew it. I know who did it. Like, okay, whatever. But he says, Admiral Rampart sent, like, worked on there and was there and stuff like that. So, like, he's...
Can you remind me and the audience how he got arrested? Like, what did he do wrong?
He got framed for the destruction of Topeka City.
Oh, yeah.
In the Senate chamber.
Yeah.
In front of the Senator Chuchi and all that jazz. So he got framed, kind of, in a sense, by Palpatine. And they're like, well, he was sending people there and was there, so like he knows how to get there, and so we gotta like track him down because he's on a labor camp in Erebus or whatever. And so they're having this conversation, and then Batcher freaks out and starts barking, and everyone turns around, and the floor opens up, and like, oh crap, what's this? And then it's AZ and fee come up. Like, hey guys, I use a secret tunnel to get in here where I flew my ship into. Like, oh, another secret tunnel on cave on the planet that everybody
knows about.
Knows about, so whatever. And so this is the first time Fee meets Crosshair, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, you must be Crosshair. Tech told me all about your bubbling personality or whatever. And they're like, oh, Crosshair's like, well, we're going to need your borrow your ship. Like, sorry, that's the only ship left on the whole planet. And she's like, oh, well, I can get you in, blah, blah, we'll do this together type of thing. And so the plan is to just go in. She's going to drop them off, get out of there. And then when they get the target, Rampart, she'll come in and pick them up. And so as they're doing this, we get a flash to the labor camp. And we see Rampart working inside a thing, working on pipes and stuff, and things go wrong. He's getting yelled at by an Ugnaught, and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I can't understand. But it's just kind of funny. And so, yeah. So if they get to the planet and Fee flies in, and how does she get past the sensors is she just enters the atmosphere and turns off her ship and free falls until they pass, because if you have no power, I guess they can't sense you, which is kind of weird. Like, we makes have sense, motion though. Radar. We have, like, motion radar. Like, when there's an object, we see an object. Like, why can't they do that? But
well, and you would think they would be able to, because your ship needs to know if something's going to hit it.
Right.
But that's just minor details, Jeremiah. It's okay.
It's just shows for kids.
Yeah.
Even though that guy literally gets crushed. Destroyed by the wall of the mountain.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh.
When that happened, Miles looked at me and was like,
is this okay? Is that okay? Is that guy okay? Like, he's okay, Miles.
I was like, oh, don't worry about it.
He's fine.
He was confused. I'm like, oh, your trauma at 2 years old is going to be rough, bro.
So she gets through successfully. She drops him off and she leaves. And so they get to the bridge. So there's like a bridge that they have to cross, and there's like the prison is on the other side, but then they do like work stuff on the other side of the bridge. And so I was like, oh, cool. This is going to be the bridge scene from the trailer that we got. Like, literally the opening scene, we get 2/3 of the way through, or 3/4 of the way through the season. But classic Star Wars, where there's kind of like there's two troopers just there guarding. No action. Like, this is boring, blah, blah, blah. Hope we get some action in our next place. And then they get stunned by the Bad Batch when they come around the corner. And it was very, like, in Jedi Survivor, there's a lot of this. Of people just complaining about being posted there and having nothing to do.
Oh, really?
Especially with, like, like, there's these raiders, like, and they have all these repurposed battle droids, like B1s and B2s and stuff like that, all these droids. And like all these times, these B1 battle droids are talking smack against this Jedi that's on this planet. Like, well, I can take on a Jedi. Like, da, 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 da. And then like, but you're like hanging below him on a thing and he's like pull him off the cliff or whatever, shoot him. But it was kind of funny. It was reminding me of that when playing the game. But yeah, so they hack into the system and find out that Rampart's out on a turbo tank thing, doing some his job or whatever for the day, and it's on its way back right now, so we just got to intercept it and we can get him. And so jumps back to Rampart and he's arguing with the Ugnaught again. He's like, where's the alarm for our shift should be done by now? Like, well, this has been a long day, blah 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 blah. And finally gets the siren that the shift is done. And so as the tank is going in, they go cross over the bridge. They kind of like hang out under below the bridge a little bit. And when it goes by, they just do their little rappel line things to get on the ship or on the tank. And they just took the ship. we didn't even see them take it. They just like got on, and then the next scene is Wrecker in the thing.
Well, the guy opens a hatch, and then all of a sudden they're in there.
Yeah, well, okay, I guess we skipped that, but he just punches the driver in the head.
It would have been cool if he would have broken his neck, but it's just...
It's a kid show.
Kid show. Sorry.
And so...
Which Grass Monkey did say it's not the same planet, so...
Cool. Awesome. Thanks, you Grass Monkey, for
the save. For being our mod for the evening.
Mod for... Well, even though you can't delete spam comments, but...
True.
You're our fact checker for tonight. Thank you for that. And so Crosshair makes this comment that the ship is magnetized or something like that. And he's like, hey, Wrecker, remember Plan 55? And he's like, 55. Oh, yeah. Okay. And I guess it has to do with
shooting.
Shooting, like where he ricocheted something. I guess it has to do with shooting a magnetite. I don't
know. It was the like.
I don't even know what happened. Like.
Yeah.
It's whatever. Whatever. It was cool. Whatever. Oh, we should say Rampart, he has a nice beard now and
yeah, he was kinda not
scruffy hair.
He didn't look like normal Rampart for sure.
No. You need your lightsaber for a reason.
No, I realized that I was trying to play with it the other day and I didn't put my plugs in it. But keep going.
Yep, definitely do that in the middle of recording. Yep, good job. And so Rampart is in there. And they find out, they was it CT9904? I remember you, blah, blah, blah. And
yeah, it was kind of crazy he remembered his code name.
Well, there's only, they're Clone Force 99, and there's only four or five of them. Four
that's
of them.
Fair.
So
yeah, that's
it's not that hard. But he's like, I remember you. And. Are you here to kill me? Like, no, we're not here to kill you, but you're not here to free me. So you need me for something, blah, blah, blah. And so and then Wrecker is just like, well, what are we going to do about the other people? So they end up letting them run away to like as a distraction, I guess. But obviously it didn't really work. But because they had to stop the tank to let the people off and all that stuff. They jammed the comms and stuff, and the people at the base were like, we lost communication, blah, blah, blah. Like, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And then it was kind of like run some diagnostics or whatever it was. And so Rampart is talking with Rampart, and he's like, well, you need me. Like, how much is this worth to you? This information worth to you? Like how to get to Tantus and all that stuff. And they're like, well, I'm not going to tell you unless I get something out of it. And it's mm-hmm. like, let's make a bargain. Like I'll tell you when we get, if you get me off this planet. And they're like, I guess. And so the base figures out that the tank was compromised. And so they kind of try to shut down the bridge, put the barriers up and have another tank to intercept them. So this bridge scene was kind of cool. This is probably the best part of the whole episode. It's just two tanks in Star Wars going at each other, trying to blow each other up and stop each other. And
yeah, it was pretty cool.
The cool like flares things, because like I don't think we've seen these ships do this before. Because I can't remember if
not these ships, no. But there is those droids in the Clone Wars that like shoot stuff like that.
I think
in the movie,
in
episode two, we saw like those roller ones with giant tire like wheels.
We saw those, yeah. They had the similar. I know, but these tanks were also on the Battle of Kashyyyk in episode three, and I can't remember because that's where they were first from.
Because then we
saw them in Rogue One.
Yep.
And now we see him
here. And we saw him in Mando.
And Mando, too. So they're just, like, really good tank vehicles.
Transports that
work very well. Like, they're built like tanks. So, like, they last forever, apparently.
Well, and they're the only thing in Star Wars, I think, that have wills.
Right.
That we've seen.
I bet when we see that Jedi Origins.
Every ship has a will.
Nothing's hovering yet, or everything's, people are just driving regular cars and bikes and bicycles and stuff. But like, I can't remember if on Kashyyyk if we saw them like shooting flares or anything. But
I don't think we've seen them shoot anything. They've just been transports.
Yeah, we'll have to also go.
Because even in Rogue One, they didn't shoot anything.
Yeah, because they were just transporting prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Ooh, that's a big yawn. It's only 9 o'clock. Too much video games, Jeremy.
Yeah, dude, wearing me out. And it was cool also how like they had like the cannon on the top and their like Wrecker was shooting the flares down.
That was cool.
They were both like clashing on top of each other, but Hunter was like, "Well, you gotta shoot the wheels. Go for the wheels, because the armor is too strong." Or so he shoots the wheels. It breaks down and it, like, tips forward, and so it's like a ramp.
Of course it does.
And it like he takes off a sweep jump. Like, and
Miles was so happy when that happened. He's like, "Oh!" I was like, "Oh God." This boy loves cars right
now. Bro, you should have done a reaction video with Miles, dude. That's how we're getting all those views.
Put him on every thumbnail. He can't sit long enough. And then we're going to get comments like for child abuse because we're letting the 2-year-old watch people get crushed by tanks. That's like a whole other issue. But, I mean, it could go viral, though. So
yeah. Like I said, last week.
Comments are comments, man.
We got to monetize your kids somehow.
Good Lord.
But, yeah, so they destroy that. They get by. And it was like Star Wars drift. Like, he, like, drifts around the corner. That was pretty cool.
When he, like, shifted. And it, like,
I'm like, for a guy that
only probably half the tires.
Like, for a guy who's only flown ships, he knows how to drift a wheeled vehicle, like, dude, around the corner on dirt.
I don't know.
Hunter is good, but
he's good.
He's pretty good, apparently.
Tokyo Drift, bro.
Erebus Drift. So he gets off the bridge and he goes up the mountain pass, like this cliff thing, and getting chased down by some LAT ships, and they board on, they land troopers on top of the tank, and these troopers are actually really good. They blow up the turrets on the top and they're ready to go. Like, they like got it done really fast, and then they kind of all got killed because they started like swerving and getting thrown off, and then that guy was hanging on the side and ran inside the cliff, dude. That was...
Talk about pancake.
Usually with that type of stuff, like, they just imply that they get hit, but they showed it like his body like fly off and roll on the ground. Like,
oh yeah, I'm dude, like, I'm telling you, Bad Batch is dark, dude. It's not really kidding.
It was a little surprising, but whatever. And so, I forget how did I mean, they shot down one before the troopers landed, right?
Yeah, and then they landed and blew up the guns.
Okay,
because remember they landed on top of the ship, and then they shut down all the guns.
Yeah,
and then they realized they were up there, and then Hunter kept shaking the making them fly off essentially.
So the last ship that's there, because there was just two ships, I think it was, and then the one that was remaining shoots the tires or something and they lose. They're not able to steer anymore. And, oh, there's a cliff at the end. We won't be able to make the turn. Classic storyline.
Well, and we also saw this pretty much the whole thing in the trailer.
Yes.
And then yesterday they dropped a clip of this entire scene.
No, I don't watch it. And then they did like a series finale, like, teaser trailer. I'm like, I'm not gonna watch it because I didn't watch that,
but I did watch this whole clip
because I didn't know like my cursor went over, like I saw like some of it, and I don't know if it was repurposed of a certain character or not, like that we saw earlier in the season. But like, I think it was just like a montage of things I have seen, and it's kind of like a teaser. But I don't think they did anything new. But I don't know.
I don't want to watch to find out. Someone in the chat will watch it and let us know if
we shouldn't. just don't. So they're about to lose control, and then Fee comes in, shoots that last ship. She goes down so that they can shut board on. And I thought it was so funny how they're just throwing Rampart's limp body.
Like dude,
it was just so funny, like how they animated it, because it was like a rag doll. Like he had no. It was just so funny.
I'm surprised that when he woke up, he wasn't like concussed or something, because they just like dropped his boy on that on that platform. They literally like Wrecker just threw him and he landed like on it, like bam,
like not like a scraped face or anything like that.
No,
or...
and then they woke him up by like shaking him. I'm like, bro, that boy would have woke up. He got thrown like midair or maybe and landed
he
on a...
when he got thrown and he got knocked out again.
I don't know. He got beat up a little bit. They should give him like half his face was just scraped and like,
or at least some dirt on it or something. But
yeah, his mustache, his beard was still like perfectly groomed.
Yep.
It's like, Jesus, I need that guy's lotion or oil or something.
But yes, so they get out of there, they leave the planet, and then so they're talking to Rampart when they wake him up, and he's like, well, I don't actually know the coordinates to the planet.
So stupid.
But I know how to go like around it. Like I think I can figure it out. So like I don't know what that means. Like what's the like what would it be? Is it just he has a contact that he like
something that's going to take even longer. But there's only two episodes left?
Three episodes left.
Three episodes. Yeah, something that's going to take one whole episode.
But like is it just going to be like someone that was under him or above him that like he worked with that would know, or
Thrawn?
This is imagine. Before Thrawn was even in
that's true
the galaxy.
That's true, actually. Thrawn's not here yet.
He's in exile right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's like, what is the thing of me? Like, hopefully, like you said, it's not like a whole episode of them trying.
Oh, it is, bro. It has to be. Next week is going to be them trying to find some random another heist.
Let me just look up the episode title. Maybe we'll get some.
We didn't even talk about the Omega stuff yet.
Right. We'll get to that. I'm getting there.
Okay.
So we're just talking about the last part of the Bad Batch aspects, but let's see. So next week is called Into the Breach.
Dun, dun, dun.
So maybe this is, they're breaking into Tantus? Is that
the breach? Or into the breach of the person that knows how to get there?
I don't know. I feel like it's very similar, like they're breaching like a big thing. So hopefully they get to Tantus, and then we have like two episodes.
They have to get Rex, though.
That's true, Rex. Because we need Echo to open a bunch of doors.
We're getting Echo. He has opened 7 doors. This boy better come through. If he doesn't, okay. Honestly, if he doesn't open one door, that is not realistic. In this show, this season doesn't count. It's not realistic.
It's gonna be like the finale, and he's gonna get 6, and there's gonna be like 15
minutes
left.
I'll be so mad.
And you're gonna be like, come on, one more.
One door, bro. Just one. And then he walks through a door, and we're like, did he open it? I don't even know.
Like, or they have like open? Or they have like a droid with them for some reason. And
they find R2 and he just starts opening doors. I'm gonna be so pissed. I'm like, this is dumb.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, so who knows what's gonna
I mean,
be
we
like
have to get the crew. They're gonna get the crew. They have to.
Yeah, well, because we were speculating that they're gonna get everyone, like all the clones that Rex has.
They have to.
I don't know if that's gonna happen now. Part of me just kinda like,
my buddy still is. I don't know how they're gonna do it without that.
Because I feel like sneaking into Tantus with a few people is easier than showing up with a bunch of ships and 100 clones to try and invade. Because they already have tons of troopers. They have tons of... They have like 100 clone commandos.
That's what
like,
I'm saying. They're going to have more bodies, bro. Because of that reason.
I'm saying if they just try to do an invasion, like they got to deal
I don't think they're trying to do invasion. They just need like at least two more people to help.
But if they have to like break out all the clones on that.
And then they still got to worry about tech being there.
I feel like they're going to release the Kraken, dude. Like the Zillow Beast is going to like.
And they're going to tame it because. Somehow they're gonna tame it. I don't know.
Hunter's gonna ride it like a Mandalorian. Yeah,
it's gonna be Mandalor. It's gonna be yeah.
Who knows? But yeah, so that's the Bad Batch part. But we should do the Omega stuff. So the episode starts out with the assassin clone bringing Omega to Mount Tantus, and it was interesting because he arrived, but then he
leaves.
He leaves.
Like, well, I wonder if that's who they get.
No, because I don't think Rampart would know about him.
True. And also, yeah, that wouldn't make sense. But yeah, I don't know if he's based there. I think he might be based there, but somewhere else on that planet.
Maybe.
I don't know. Like, why else would he go out? What's the point now? They already
Unless he just has to, like, put his ship somewhere else, like putting it on
this
back.
This is a different parking spot. Your parking spot is in section B, part A, lane 2. So yeah, he's probably just he can't park. It's a no parking zone. It says a drop off center.
Drop off, yeah. Because like we did see him like it was episode either 1 or 3, at the beginning of season when like we see him in Mount Tantus like doing some stuff.
He's definitely supposed to be there because that's where they got him the second time too. But like, remember when he was like, well, what about the other guys? So he just probably isn't there at that, like the lab section.
Right.
So I don't think he like went off planet because what's the point of that? Like where, what is he going to do now? There's nothing else he needs. Unless he went to go hunt Rex.
Well, he's just doing whatever missions the Empire because
they've
tells
been saying that they've been seeing those people, so
they have been the X, I think, call them X troopers or whatever, Shadow troopers,
So maybe that's what it is,
but yeah, so drops off Omega, Rampart's there to not Rampart, Hemlock is there to take her in. They immediately go straight to the lab, and Emery is there. And Hemlock is like, all right, do some tests on Omega. I'll be back to see the results. And Omega's like, there's no words now, let's say. And Hemlock is like, she's in a cell and she will not help you escape again. And Omega's like, oh, sorry about that.
My bad.
And so Emery, super like, you could already tell, like, she walks in when Omega walks in, she's already like, oh crap, she's here, like not happy, worried. And when she goes to take the blood sample of Omega, she's like, well, I'm glad you're safe. And Omega's like, are you sure I'm safe here? And like, then Emery's like, yeah, you're right, you're not safe here. Basically, you could just see it in her eyes. She didn't say it, she just
gave her a look, like a worried look.
But then at the end of the episode, we go back to Tantus and they're doing the blood test and ding, ding, ding. We have a winner, positive replication of the M count and Rampart. Ugh, dang it. But I got Rampart out of our head when we got Hemlock. And now
he's coming back.
So Hemlock comes back and like, what do we got? And Emery's like, we got a successful M count transfer or whatever. And he's like, wonderful type of thing. And so Hemlock then takes Omega and shows her the vault about what all this is about. And so he's like, just kind of talking to her, like, we have been doing all kinds of experiments with M count replication. And the issue is when you try and replicate someone with a high M count, there's always a diminished amount. It's never at the levels we want it to be. You can never replicate it fully. And we've had subjects that we've tested on and all have failed, but you're the only one to be successful. And so he says, you are vital to this whole entire thing, and then brings her to where the three children are from. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
Last week. We got two episodes last week.
Did we have two episodes? So it was just two episodes ago, but last week. So.
Correct.
They're there, and he's like, he said something interesting where it was, but the rest, she's like, oh, who are they? These referring to the kids. And he's like, well, the rest of them are also pieces to the puzzle as well. Like they're still needed for some reason, which is interesting. I thought, like, oh, this is all they have. They don't need them anymore. But he's like, well, they're still part of the puzzle that we need. So somehow they still have significance. And so it's going to be cool seeing Omega interact with them.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's going to get out again with them. Because she's going to say, like, let's meditate because you guys have the force. Yeah. And I know how to use the force because someone already tried to train me on this.
Right.
And they're going to figure it out.
Right. Because Hemlock and Emery, they don't know that she's been meditating. Like, she's learned meditation from Gunji, a Jedi, and then had some little bit of influence from Ventress. Yeah,
he done messed up putting her in that.
Right. Like, why would you put her with other people? Like, you want to keep her by herself.
Isolated, but. All right. And,
How the episode ends, where she's. He's like, well, this is your home now, and the door's locked behind her, like two doors locked or whatever. So, and that's how it ends.
Mm-hmm.
So, a simple episode, not a lot happened, didn't learn a lot, but.
Okay, no, we didn't learn anything, except for Rampars. Doesn't also know how to get there.
We learn that the kids are still necessary and that Omega is trapped there, but we knew that was going to happen. But, I don't know, it was a fun episode, but.
Yeah, it was fun.
But like I said, I think that they chose to do a simple episode so they could divert funding to some more important episodes this season. So, yeah. Any other thoughts, predictions?
No, but I mean, I do predict that maybe they're going to meditate, drink some nice tea, maybe drink some coffee to escape. I mean, I don't know. But we know where they should get it if they do that.
And where's that, Drew?
Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea out of Minneapolis. Wow. Our fun sponsor of today's episode.
Wow, what a coincidence. So let's take a listen to our little sponsor today, Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea.
Hey everyone, Andrew here. I'm pleased to tell you that the sponsor of today's episode is Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea. If you don't know anything about Wesley Andrews, you definitely should. They're an award-winning coffee roaster and shop in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and they make fantastic coffee. The awesome thing is that whether you live in the Twin Cities or not, you can get their coffee beans delivered straight to your door by ordering them online. They even have a subscription service that ensures you never run out of amazing coffee. If you've been looking for some new coffee to try or a way to elevate your normal coffee routine, now's your chance. Head over to wesleyandrews.cc, use the code EMPIRERADIO, that's with a capital E and a capital R with no space at checkout, to get 15% off your first purchase of any bags of coffee or a coffee subscription. I can't think of a better deal. Get 15% off some great coffee, support a small business, and support your favorite Star Wars podcast. In the words of Emperor Palpatine, do it.
Do it.
All right. Cool, cool. Anything else, Drew?
No. That's it. All right.
Let's transition over to everyone's favorite time of every episode, voicemail time.
It's voicemail time.
All right. So we got two voicemails plus an email from last week that came in during the time we were recording last week. So we'll do the email from Cody from last week. He says, "Hey, Empire Radio, Cody here. 4-H is starting up again. My girls just got their pigs, and we have an extra this year that is in need of a name.
Oh.
Do you guys have any suggestions? In the past, we have done Ham Solo, Hamoyne Granger, Ghost, Rebel, and Hogsmeade.
Hogsmeade from Harry Potter. Nice.
So
do we let... So the we community just say, pick it, or do we want to pick one?
We're asking Empire Radio a name suggestion. We're not actually naming it, but we're just giving suggestions what they could.
I think we should name it Quill.
Quill?
Yeah.
That would be a good one, Quill.
I mean, Quill.
An Ugnaught name. Or and you could call him Ugnaught, too. But Quill would be a good one. I don't know if we have any other Ugnaughts.
And he dies and...
makes a sacrifice for... the greater good.
Yeah. I feel like this pig might end up doing the same thing.
But what are some,
I think
some
it's a
like,
solid name.
But I'm trying to think if there's any like ham puns that we could.
Ham Solo is pretty cool.
That is a good one.
Ahsoka Hammer.
Ham. I'm trying. I couldn't think if there's any like ham things in Star Wars.
Do we have any names for the guards?
The guards.
The actual pigs.
Guards. Gamorrean guards. I don't think we got Hamorrean guards.
Hamorrean guards. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I like that.
Well, there's the Hammerhead ships.
Hammerhead.
That could be a cool one.
But then people might think it's a Hammerhead shark and not Star Wars-y.
Well, then Hammerhead Corvette. Because that's what it's called also in Star Wars, Hammerhead Corvettes. I think Quill would be a good one just for...
I think Quill is the best answer. So, yeah. Is he in the Discord?
He is. Cody is in the Discord.
Cody, send us a picture of our pig, Quill. Yeah. We want everyone to see him.
Yeah.
That'd be a cool mascot, a little...
But we want to see him start to finish, too, so...
And we'll send you our addresses for the finished goods.
Or we could
this
just
is dark.
We gotta make a trip out to
where
Idaho.
Is it in Idaho? Oh, that isn't bad. Yeah, we should.
So does
he have them, or is it like just part of his kids like have?
Well, they're in 4-H, so I don't know exactly if 4-H if you have to have them like on your own thing or if you can raise them.
Raise them
separate. But I know that he works like with farm stuff, and so I think he works on a farm.
So maybe those are his.
But
that's cool. But yeah, Quill. I think Quill is a good name.
Yep.
So, or Hamgorian guards is pretty good.
Hamgorian. Yep.
Hamgorian. That's pretty good too.
All right, cool. Thank you, Cody, for that. Let us know what you choose, and like Drew said, send some pictures in the Discord and animal companions.
We would love that.
All right, cool.
We should make a T-shirt of him.
Hamgorian.
Yeah, just a picture of him. That'd be cool. Yep. Quill, and like maybe we can have some artists do the picture of him, but like as a cartoon and like dressed as Quill, but it's like our mascot pig face.
Good.
Limited T-shirt run, maybe. That'd be cool.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Cody. All right. Well, we have two voicemails tonight. First one up from Grass Monkey, who we've been talking to in the chat. Sweet. So let's listen to his voicemail.
Hey, Empire Radio. It's Grass Monkey from the Discord. I just had a quick question for y'all. What is your favorite live and or animated Marvel TV show? My favorite live-action show would probably be Daredevil. And my favorite animated show as of right now would probably be X-Men 97. Solid. May the Force be with you.
All right, cool, cool. Favorite Marvel live action and or animated Marvel show? Drew?
Okay, well, I haven't finished season two, so don't judge me. But Loki season one was so good.
Why didn't you finish season two, bro?
I don't know why I haven't got around to
it. I know I started out slow, but it got better and better.
It's not that I don't want to watch it. I just keep forgetting about it when I'm watching things. I need to, like, just go do it. I don't even know what episode I left off on.
Well, but season will be ready for you to pick up. It'll tell you which one's next.
Potentially, but I think I also watched it and like at my in-laws on their accounts, you know.
Oh,
so it's kind of all over the place. But I do plan to finish it. So Loki season one was really good. I also like the Daredevil shows when they first came out. Like the stair fighting scene in season three was really, really cool. But I think Loki season one is my favorite, and then animation shows. Does it have to be by like Disney?
It says Marvel animated show.
So it's Marvel though. I really love the original X-Men show. The that's the original one, like the one when they're in high school that we kind of grew up on.
I've never watched.
You know what I'm talking about? No.
Is that what?
So, X-Men Forever, I think, or something.
Is that what is the prequel to 97?
No, this one. No, 97 was like the show that came out in like the 90s.
Right, but the one that we just got.
Yes. It's a prequel to the original show, but there was a show that came out after that, and they're like in high school.
But the one that we just got now, that's a sequel to what was from the 90s, right?
Yes.
Is the 90s one on
X-Men Disney? Evolution. Yeah, that was... I don't know if the X-Men... Grass Monkey is X-Men Evolution on Disney Plus. I don't know. Because I think so because it was on Fox as a kid. Like, it was on Fox Kids.
Fox is on Disney Plus now.
So I think it would be on there. That show... Yes, it is. Okay.
I've thought about wondering... I've heard X-Men 97 is really good.
It's really good. I'm actually watching it.
But then I saw the trailer to it, so I know how the 90s show ends. Because they spoil it in the trailer.
Oh, yeah, because what's his name?
Spoilers, guys, don't say anything.
Okay, well, you don't have to watch the... Right. Because, okay, so, like, the thing about shows when we were kids, and, like, I was talking to my brother-in-law when we started watching 97, we were watching it together, but, like, we never got, like, it was very rarely that we, like, caught every episode of any show.
Right.
Because there would be, like, weeks when it would be a rerun, or, like, the next week we weren't actually watching TV that morning. So it wasn't
someone
like...
someone got in trouble and wasn't allowed to watch.
Or, like, we were out of town or we were busy that morning. So it was never consistent.
Right.
Like, it's, like, you kids today are lucky because you can binge everything if you want to, or slowly take your time on everything, and like it's all there for you to do. When we were young, if we missed an episode, we missed it probably for a long time, for like 6 months or more, and then maybe we'll catch it again. So like I was telling him, like, dude, did you ever actually watch the entire show? He's like, I don't even know if I did. Like, I knew how it ended. But, like, besides that, like, I didn't watch every single... And it's only three seasons, but, like, he never... And I was like, I don't even think... I remember the ending because people were talking about it. But I don't remember actually fully watching it. But X-Men Evolution was really cool because, like, a lot of my favorite X-Men characters are in that. And so... And I think that was around the time when the first X-Men movie came out. In, like, the early 2000s. So, like, that was really cool because you got, like... like the Spike Kid, I don't remember his name. Like, there is a lot of cool characters in that one, and that one's like more like they're in high school, they're going to a normal high school,
right?
So it's like a little different feel. So that one, I like that one as a kid a lot. So
cool. All right, well, for me to answer your question,
yes,
Loki is really good. I really like that show. WandaVision was amazing.
WandaVision was actually really cool too,
but like, the rest of the Marvel shows, we're just okay. Like, Moon Knight was cool, but like it was so like
finished that.
Like I liked it, but it was completely unattached to the regular MCU. So there's like no references to anything. Mm-hmm. There's no like same characters or anything. So it was like its own standalone show. So it's like it was hard to like appreciate it for being part of the MCU. But I know that he is gonna be coming back to do other stuff for like other stuff. But like I don't know.
Those three shows came out. It was WandaVision. Was it Loki right after that?
Yeah,
I think. And then we got the
I think it was the Hawkeye show.
Hawkeye show, which I actually liked it, but it was just very much like action based show. Like it wasn't like WandaVision.
They used it to introduce things. Like they introduced the girl, whatever her name was. Then like Kingpin and the deaf girl, which they Echo, which I haven't watched yet. Like.
Yeah, I haven't watched that show either, but
like, I wanted to watch it. I heard it's really good, but I just like it was when we were doing like other stuff, like probably like, I had to like read a book or something, so I was like focusing on that rather than watching a show or something. And so like I never watched, so like, I've been meaning to watch it because I've heard it's really good. It's rated R, so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or TVMA.
Because
it's Marvel's first.
Yeah, I should watch that too. Like those three shows when they came out, I think it was like in the heart of COVID. So, like, I remember because it definitely was, like, really close into that time because I was watching it, like, we would group watch it. And then I would, like, be on Discord with my like, brother-in-laws and stuff, and we would be talking about the show, like, on Discord as we were group watching it. And then, like, my brother-in-law would go to the bathroom and then pause the show, and I was like, what are we doing? And then everyone in the chat would be like, oh, he's going to the bathroom. And I was like, oh, man, come on, dude. That was a good part. It was, like, it was really fun times.
Yeah. Then there's like Falcon and Winter Soldier, which is, or not Falcon. Yeah. Or Captain. What was the Falcon one with?
I think that's the one I was talking about.
No, you're talking about Hawkeye.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking about that one. Never mind. Not Hawkeye.
Falcon. Is it Falcon and the Winter Soldier? That was the name.
Yeah.
Of it? I can't remember.
Yeah.
I liked.
They took away group watch. That's dumb. That was such a great feature.
What was the name of the one? I liked it more than most people. It was Miss Marvel, the one with Kamala. I actually enjoyed it because it was just a fun, like teenage superhero thing. It wasn't supposed to be like super like thing. I liked it. She-Hulk, worst thing in the MCU. It was so terrible. Like it was so bad.
I think that's when I stopped watching most of these shows.
But it was,
and then it was a Fury fall, show though. Was pretty that was good.
Last fall, though, I think.
No, it was
end of last summer. I think it was.
I think it was like 2 years ago now, bro.
Really?
Yeah. It's been a hot minute. She-Hulk came out like before that girl show for sure. Because I remember she.
Well, it was August 22.
Yeah, so like 2 years ago, bro. Oh, yeah. Almost 2 years ago. Yeah, it was a while ago. I just remember the twerk and everyone talking about it. And then I was like, I was like, all right, this show's stupid. All right, got it.
But so I haven't watched any animated stuff before, but unless you want to consider What If, which is really good. Season one.
What If is animation?
That's
I forgot about that.
Did you see season two?
No.
Season two was okay. Like the ending, the last episode was really cool, but the first season was really good.
I remember the first season, every episode was so cool, especially like the zombie episode. That was really fun. And the toys that they came out with was also really cool. So I remember that. That was actually really good too.
Yeah.
You haven't watched the original Spider-Man show?
No.
You should do that. It's pretty good. I will love that show as a kid too.
All right, cool. All right. Thank you, Grass Monkey.
Yeah.
It was an honor having you. But we have one last voicemail from Elias, so let's take a listen.
That was Lucy.
Hey, Empire Radio. Elias back with another voicemail. Hooray. Anyway, I just wanted to ask you, what are your guys' favorite Pixar movie? For me, WALL-E. It's the best one. Don't try to say it's not. It is. So just don't argue. It is. And bye.
WALL-E?
Well, okay, here's the thing. why are you going to ask us a question if we're not allowed to have an answer? Oh, that's different than yours. Wally is really good, though.
Elias, Wally is
top five for me for sure. Wally's top five.
I don't think I've ever finished that movie.
What?
No.
Like, there's not enough action for you because it's just him crawling around for
I don't know.
First it's half of the movie? Wally is really good.
I mean, it's probably better than Tearjerker at
the end. It's super. The dinosaur one was terrible. The dinosaur one was terrible. The one, like the jazz guy, Soul, hey, that was. Oh, I hated that one.
I liked that one.
We've argued about this on the podcast.
People hate on that one. I liked that one.
Dude, Soul? I started falling asleep. I didn't understand what was going on. I didn't get it. Whatever.
Wally was my childhood. I just never got into that one because there's like, I don't know, Toy Story. Hands down, the best Pixar movie of all time.
The first one?
Oh, yes, bro. First one still slaps. When's the last time you've seen it? I've seen it like
a long time ago.
I saw it today.
It's bad, but I'd rather
watch. I saw half of it this morning.
I'd rather watch Wall-E. I'd rather, like, Onward is really good. That one was made me cry.
I think my favorite one, Onward's really good. Onward's, yeah, I think it actually made Miles cry. That was like the first movie that he cried to, yeah. Because he was a sad.
How does he understand what's going on?
I don't know, but I remember me and Steph were watching with him, and we looked over, and he was tearing up, and we're like, what's wrong? And he's like, sad. And we're like, oh dang, dude, we can't watch this stuff with you. I think besides Toy Story 1 or 2.
Dude, there's so many. I'm just looking it up right now.
I think Up is one of the best ones for sure.
I've only seen that one once, and I don't really remember much. I just remember the dog.
The intro scene. The climax in the beginning, like, it will make you cry, dude. It's so good.
Maybe. It's
so good, so depressing.
So let's just go through all of these here. We got like a million of them. Toy Story, there's four movies. They're good. They're okay. I like...
Three's really good. Three's depressing. We don't let Miles watch three.
I don't. People hate four, but I liked four. That
it was fine.
Cry.
It's fine. Four made you cry. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. At the end when she finally gets
three
a kid.
Though. Three.
Yeah. It was...
When he and what do you mean? I think you're getting confused.
No, I just don't know because three is when they're in the trash, the fire thing at the very end, and they're about to die.
Yeah, but then Andy gives up his toys.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that part was so depressing. I remember watching that in theaters and crying, dude.
Okay. Well, anyway, moving on. Bugs Life, that was okay. Monsters Inc.
Solid.
Finding Nemo.
It's okay.
Pretty good. The Incredibles.
It's okay.
You know, I like The Incredibles.
I like it.
It's really good.
I like it. Okay. I used to love Bugs Life as a kid. It doesn't hold up.
Really?
It doesn't hold up.
All right. Moving on. Cars, all terrible. I can't.
Okay, no.
Hey,
Cars 1 is so good.
We're moving on from Cars. That's so stupid. Ratatouille, I've only seen that one once. I don't remember anything. Wally, amazing. Up, we talked about. Brave, I think that's a sleeper.
Brave
is actually pretty good.
I like Brave.
Brave is
and
good.
It's Princess. Pixar Princess movie.
Yep. Monsters University, which is kind of
really good too.
Those are good. Inside Out, that's a crying one at the end.
It's pretty good.
The Good Dinosaur, looks good. Terrible, terrible.
Yep.
Finding one Dory, nobody cares.
Yeah. Ain't nobody finding that girl.
anyway. Yeah, let her be as leaver as we give up the search. Pronounce her dead, she's gone. Coco, I think that was, I only saw that once.
What is
it was enjoyable. It's good music and like, fun premise, I guess.
Yeah, no. I like Coco. It's kind of dark, though. I don't really want Miles to watch it, but it's pretty good.
Incredibles 2, I don't remember anything about that one. Onward, we mentioned
too,
Soul.
Too late to put out. It took too long to put out.
Yeah. Incredibles 2. Luca. Have you seen Luca?
Nope.
I hate it. That one's so stupid.
I heard everyone hated it, and I was like, I don't want to put... It's like this new one, Wish. No one cares about it, bro. I know it's not Pixar, but I'm just saying it's...
Turning Red, I did not like that one.
I like that one. That was pretty good.
I thought it was stupid. Oh, here's the worst one. Lightyear.
Finished it because it was
so...
I watched like the stupid. Beginning of it with Miles, and like he loved... At the time, Toy Story was his favorite thing. He couldn't even watch it. I'm like, okay. It was like... from what I was, it was on in the background and I watched some of it. It was just so hard to follow and it just seemed dumb. So
yeah, it was.
I agree. I don't think it's dumber than the little dinosaur, but it's definitely up there. It's
stupid. And the last one that has been released is Elemental, which is okay.
Which is it's not bad.
It's okay. And then so the summer, Inside Out 2 is coming out.
Looks good.
When the girl hits going puberty, through puberty. And she gets anxiety, new emotional anxiety comes in and all this. That's going to be kind of funny.
It's going to be funny.
And then next year, something called Elio. Don't know anything about that. And 2026, Toy Story 5.
Yes. And I didn't even know they're making a 5. Gets his toys back.
He's like trying to collect them again.
I think it would be cool. I think it would be cool because if Andy gets his toys back for his kid now,
maybe
I'd go full circle. I think that would be really cool. But Woody's out there.
But he's gonna be going through like a box of toys at a garage sale
and find it.
And he's gonna see his name at the bottom of it.
Oh, stop! I've already like tearing up.
All right. Well, that was Elise's question. Wally is good, but I don't know if it's my favorite. But
I need to watch it. You should. Apparently, it's a sleeper. I don't even think it's a sleeper because everyone talks about Wally. But I really like Up. Up is like so cute. And Miles thinks he's the mailman, the little Asian boy.
Hold on, the Boy Scout.
Yeah, and he always calls like the old man Pop Up because that's what he calls my dad. So he says,
doesn't even look anything like
I know, but he always calls the old guy Pop Up, and then he said that's me, and then the dog is our dog. It's really funny. Yeah, it's cute.
All right, cool. Thank you, Elias and Grass Monkey and Cody. But if you want to send in a voicemail because you've never sent one in before, what better way than just to do it now? So if you're listening to this right now and you have never sent in a voicemail, go in the description below, click the link, links.co/Empire Radio, links below, two eyes. There's a landing page for everything Empire Radio, and one of those is the voicemail link. So click that. We have a new voicemail website that we're using because Spotify is getting rid of their feature, so we had to find a new option. And this one's way easier. You don't even sign up. You just got to make sure your mic is on, push record, and then turn, and then push stop. Like, that's all you got to do. So go click on that. Send in a voicemail. I'd love to hear from you. But also follow us on Instagram, Facebook. If you've never followed us on, subscribe to us on YouTube, what are you doing? We're going viral, or like Drew is, but we're going viral. We're getting all kinds of things. Jump on the bandwagon. Like,
make my video hit 3,000.
It's about to hit 3,000. Give mine 300 because I'm up to 300.
We need those threes, baby. Let's go.
We were really excited to hit 500. That was like a little milestone for us. But the big milestone now is 1,000 subscribers. So
let's double it.
Let's double that. Hopefully we can get to 1,000 faster than we got to 500. But either way, we'll be excited when we hit 1,000.
Yep. Maybe also, we'll do a little fun giveaway at 1,000. How about that?
Maybe.
Not maybe. We will.
What are we going to give away?
We'll figure that out, but we'll do a giveaway. So,
a new car!
And that'll be for anyone. So
yeah, so
go over there on YouTube, and then we'll pick a random subscriber drawing. So once we get 1,000, don't forget.
Yep. Also, follow us on Twitch, because we do live streams, and you could be our fact checker like Grass Monkey was tonight, and when we could get some answers and stuff, or you could just put comments and talk to us while we're recording. It's a lot of fun. When we have, dude, over the weekend when we did the Tales of the Empire thing, we did 9 a.m. recording.
Oh, it was so
everyone fun. Was popping off. It was a lot of fun.
If you guys haven't listened to that too and you're watching this because you didn't realize that another episode, go watch it and also send in voicemails about Tales of the Empire, like what's your guys' thoughts. But yeah, that episode was really fun. Our boy Andrew came back for it, and it was really good. Everyone was awake and having fun because it was a morning episode. It was really good. So go listen to that episode. That was a really fun episode.
Yep. Also, join the Discord. There's a link for the Discord. There's a fan email. So if you want to send us an email about anything, go right ahead. And then finally, the needlesslynerdy.com link, which is an entertainment network that we're part of, full of all kinds of nerdy content over there as well. So go check that out as well. Anything else, Drew, that you want to discuss?
No, I think that's it.
So next week, Bad Batch, episode 13, Into the Breach. Mm-hmm. Hopefully these last three episodes
are more than 20 minutes.
I think it's going to be a banger, and we're hoping that finale is an hour and 15 minutes, just like the first episode of season one was.
That'd be cool. They still got a lot to do, so.
Yeah.
Like, where's Crosshair?
I mean, Tech.
We know where Crosshair is. Where's Tech?
I don't know, dude. I feel like he's in a coffin somewhere, like, being
They never answer that question.
He's in a cryo state. Like, he's alive on being held alive by machines, but.
Maybe what's his name will open it up. Does that count as a door?
No, it's not a door. It's a lid.
There's a difference. Dang it.
Unless, like, there's a door that he has to open on the thing to, like, hack in the open.
If you guys don't remember, we made a bet on how many doors this boy was going to open. And I said 7, and you said under 7.
So the thing was based on you. So if he had to get at least 7 for mm-hmm. you to win. Yeah. So I was like, he probably will get more, but, like, just for a bet.
And he hasn't opened one stupid door, and we had 3 episodes left. So I think I'm going to lose my quarter, man. It would be rough.
That's not what we bet.
What did we bet? I don't remember.
We have when Godzilla Minus One comes to streaming in the United States, loser has to pay for it, and then we were going to watch it together.
Oh, bet. Okay. Hopefully it's free by the time of this. I have the app, so.
Yep. All right. Cool. All right. Well, that's everything for tonight. So, you've been listening to another Bad Batch-tastic episode of Empire Radio. I'm Jeremiah.
I'm Drew.
And may the Force be with you.
Always.
Needlessly Nerdy, your source for all things nerdy.
www.needlesslynerdy.com.
Thank you.